Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, and welcome to That Is Good to Know with your host, Jeff Stanislow. We are serving the greater Tampa Bay area this weekend, and we're bringing together those that serve the Tampa Bay in our special nonprofit segments brought to you by Valspar Championship and our friends at Faithful Delivery Services. Today, we have a special guest with us from Sage's Theater. And we have Linda Goldman, the president and playwright, also a co-founder, and Christine Hamecker, the executive artistic director for the organization. And I have been looking forward to this interview for a long time because I am the furthest thing from a playwright other than a big fan of it. So thanks for joining us today, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you guys, this should be an entertaining show today, you know, being you guys being so artistic and theater-like. And, you know, I take this, we're going to have a live play on today's radio show, except none of you are going to be able to say it because we're doing another radio, right?
That's right. It's all live. You don't know what's going to happen.
But all seriousness, we're talking with Sage's Theaters, and we want to get a little bit out of the way. First, their website, and it's sagestheater.org. So anybody wants to check them out, they have the website right away. Even while we're listening, if you're there Googling or you want to go to the website, it's sagestheater.org. And we're going to dive into the purpose of the organization. It's plays with purpose, for that matter. But tell us how you guys got started. What are you doing? What's the vision and the mission? And why do you spend all this time, energy, and effort making a difference in the community?
That's a loaded question, isn't it, Linda?
It is loaded.
For one thing, it's theater, so it's fun. Yes. That's a good part. But Christine, did you want to start, honey?
Sure. I will tell you, SAGES stands for Senior Actors Guild in Education Services. So it's an acronym. And it's a beautiful program because it started out of a need to tell stories, essentially, that are not being told. And that all began with Linda. So I'm going to toss it back to you, Linda, so you can give them the origins.
Okay. Well, after retirement, I spent 8 years as a volunteer, and I recommend volunteer work to everyone that's listening. But anyway, I was part of my work, I was forming theater parties and taking groups of seniors to community theater. It's less expensive, and comedies are what older people prefer. But after a while, I kept seeing the same thing over and over, where our stories weren't being told. Older actors had minor roles, or they were used as the butt of a joke. The comedy that they used was satirical, ridicule, whatever. And I finally got pushed to the edge of what I could bear. And I blurted out loud, I could write a better play than that.
Fantastic.
And I had no idea how to write a play. I'd never acted. I'd never seen a script. But I borrowed one. And all the stories that I had from the people that I worked with, people who suffered hardship, loss, both personal and financial, and stood up and started all over again, and endured the resilience, our stories weren't being told on stage. And I wrote my first play. In fact, the first draft of it was written in 2 weeks. I was so passionate. I was so fired up.
Yeah, there's nothing like a little fire to get you going, right?
Yes, it really was. And it was so well received. I had so many seniors come up to me, and they wanted to share their stories too. This particular play was about kind of role reversal. As we age, our children want to take care of us instead of the other way around. And where are you going, Mom? Who are you going with? When are you coming back? So it was a fun play. All our plays are fun. But this, I thought it was one and done. That was it. I wrote my play. But I was pushed and shoved and begged to write more. And then I had some extreme moments of inspiration where I saw that this, of course, the way seniors were being pictured, but also that I did volunteer our group to help out another organization, and I was told, really, no, we don't want, you know, the first thing a visitor opens the door and sees is an old person. And I was really steaming then. So I said, we are going to be front and center on stage and tell our stories and the issues that we deal with and overcome, but infused with humor. And I was doing fine. And then Christine came along and she said, you have to write a play about fall prevention. Oh, yes, everyone's going to rush to see a play about fall prevention. But it was a challenge. And I had to figure out how to create a story around such a serious subject and infuse it in humor and create characters that were compelling and represented us, a grandma, grandchildren, the adult daughter in between sandwich, the bologna in the sandwich, trying to take care of teenagers and a mother. And it was a challenge, but we were so surprised at the response and the motivation as the audience exited when they saw that. Phenomenal.
Let me pipe in here, Linda, because, you know, as an older adult myself, I am now 56 this month. Happy about that.
Well,
and
happy birthday
I am
to you.
Always, thank you. I am always struck with, like, you know, just kind of dumbstruck when I hear people say they don't want to tell their age or they don't want to reveal their age. I mean, I feel like if we make it through the first half century of a life that we may have that long here on this earth, we've got a lot to say and a lot to share. And we certainly learned a thing or two that we can pass on, which is wonderful with what you're doing with this show. And so when I met Linda, she was writing these stories that were showing us a different side of aging, a positive side, you know, the resiliency that she said. And I was an advocate for fall prevention at the time. I grew up around my grandparents, my great aunts, all who lived well into their 90s, and my mom, who'd had a car accident and multiple hip surgeries. And so fall prevention was a big deal to me. And I was working in the senior industry and trying to get people to pay attention to the fact these can be prevented. 70% of your falls can be prevented. And what happens when someone falls of any age is always a domino effect of things they didn't expect and they weren't prepared for. And it can really snowball into devastation.
Yes.
It
is absolutely imperative. And I think, you know, a lot of people prepare for a lot of different things in their life, but nobody prepares for the most part for the types of things that are accidents, you know, that they don't think might ever happen to them. We're listening to the Sages Theater, and we have Linda Goldman, the president, playwright, and co-founder, along with the other co-founder, Christine Hammacher, and she is the executive and artistic director. This is Jeff Stanislaw, your host of That Is Good to Know. Our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com, we'll put a link up there as well to Sages Theater. But if you want to go direct, you can do that too. It's sagestheater.org. And this segment is brought to you by our friends of Valspar Championship, and Faithful Delivery Services. If you need something delivered in the Tampa Bay area, same or next day, think Faithful Delivery Services, and our friend Dan Austin can make that happen for you. There's a link to their information on our website as well. And back to our show, because I have a feeling that I'm going to have a hard time keeping up with these girls talking about their plays and their things that they're doing in the community. So keep on going. I love the fall prevention. And I would imagine it was difficult to write a play about it.
It was difficult to even broach the subject to Linda. But I have to say, when I heard one of her plays being read and I understood the ability she had to put a voice to her peers, what they're thinking, what they're doing, what they're going through, that would open some eyes. I thought this is a great way for us to reach people. Theater is powerful, you know, and the way that we're doing it with seniors on stage, acting and performing and putting these stories out to their peers really resonates because this is real life. I mean, there's a lot of wonderful, entertaining community theater out there, and we love partnering with all of the folks around here, but our plays with purpose are named that because we want to work with our first responders who are addressing these very serious issues and having a hard time pulling enough people together to really pay attention. So fall prevention, you know, isn't your most popular subject, and people are all going to say, I'm not going to fall. But the interesting thing is, you know, the stories of our youth and the stories as we age are very similar. You know, we've been trying to stay on our feet and stay balanced since we started walking. Okay. But it's just as time goes on, things are going to have a different consequence. And we want to help people, we want to empower them so they can keep living their best lives. And so that's what came out of Denying Gravity. We were super excited to work with the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center and the Pinellas Park Fire Rescue and Pinellas Regional 911 and all these fabulous partners supporting aging advocacy in our community. And we were just blown away by the first performance. We had 500 people show up. And our mission is that this is always free and accessible to the public. So this is the success of what we're doing is because we're collaborating with partners who have all of the resources and have all of the information, but we're putting the story out in a way that people can, it's palatable. They can understand it. They can feel it. They can see this happening to themselves, to someone they love, and they want to avoid it. And that motivation that comes out of watching this theatrical thing play out on stage is going to create a lasting memory that goes beyond something that you read or a lecture that you've heard. It's a story that is now in your memory that will keep you from maybe making some of those same mistakes and experiencing the devastation, you know, that could happen, whether it's falls or our new play coming up, which is Scams. It's called Phony Baloney.
Ah, Phony Baloney. I love it. Before we talk about that, this is Jeff Stanislow, your host. You're listening to That Is Good to Know. We have our special rock stars with us today from Sages Theater, Christine Hammacher, executive and artistic director, Linda Goldsman, president and playwright, both co-founders. Tell us a little bit about the play. What was the name of the play that featured the fall? And then maybe some takeaways that, you know, I know there's humor and things of that nature, but like on a serious note, you know, some things that people should know and plan for or ways that they can prevent. And I think you mentioned 70% of these incidents can be prevented. So let's dive into that. Yeah. And then I can't wait to talk to you about the scamming and the phishing new thing, the phony baloney.
Okay. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Denying Gravity, which is the play about fall prevention. And the characters that are written in there, they reflect, you know, a family. They reflect a very active senior who has an accident and that she didn't count on. And then the snowball effect of her denial of this being anything serious. And that is what resonates so much with people. We all have this. We think it's not going to happen to us. But the way Linda expertly wrote the dialogue, these are things she's really heard. These are all true stories woven into the script, actual phrases that people have said. And so people in the audience, the personal and emotional level that they respond is, you know, fantastic. They're gasping, they're groaning, they're cheering. So Linda, tell them a little bit more about that.
Well, I just wanted to say that we do research the topic. We research the most types of falls that happen and the preventative measures, and I sneak that into the dialogue. So it comes out naturally. It's not preaching. I'm not lecturing you, the audience member, what to do, but you are perceiving what this senior actor is going through on stage, and they forget that they're actors. After a while, they become friends and they care. They don't want them to fall, but like everyone else, they think, I'm careful, therefore I will not fall. But if you reduce your risk, you're going to reduce those odds that you will not fall. Like Christine said, it can be prevented. So we add humor. We had difficulty having the teenagers as grandchildren. So we had to do a stage reading for an event, and I made sun visors with yarn braids and popped one on Christine's head and my head, and we became teenagers.
Oh.
And the funny thing is, the audience, because of the dialogue and the body actions, the audience accepts it. It dispels reality that we are these ages. We become teenagers. They accept it and see it happening, and it makes a big difference over a presentation that kind of goes, I'll take the information home for someone else.
Sure.
Yeah, and they love it too. They love seeing seniors portray someone younger. And our seniors, a lot of our actors have grandchildren. They're pulling from personal experience. And the thing is, we're celebrating the talents and the skills of all these seniors. And there's such incredible talent in this community and really all over. So we know that people will come forward to see these shows, but people also then get inspired to be in them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, fantastic, because not only is the experience of what they saw as an audience member going to resonate and be shared with everyone, if they get involved in the show too, now they have a purpose with becoming even more of an advocate on that issue. So a lot of the tips that we provide are very, you know, down to earth tips. The first tip that people think of with fall prevention is remove the throw rugs. Yes, absolutely. You don't want something you can slide on. But let's go a little deeper. You know, what are you wearing when you're around the house? What are you wearing when you go out in the yard in terms of shoes, footwear? I'm first to admit if I take a tumble and end up on my knee, and I'll tell people, oh gosh, I was trying to do too many things at once. I was looking behind me as I was walking and talking. You know, we just have to take a little more time to slow down. In addition, we talk about lighting, we talk about safety measures in the home, just in the environmental factor. So there's a lot of different tips that you can take away just from watching the story that will stick with you or stick with your loved one that you bring who doesn't know that's why you brought them.
Can I tell, right, tell Jeff right. my favorite line of dialogue in the play?
Oh, yes.
A woman had seen this play, and like 3 months later, she called me up wanting to know where it's going to be again. And she repeated this line almost word for word 3 months after hearing it. Using a cane or walker for balance doesn't make me look weak. It makes me look wise. And we've even gotten applause on that line because people want to be, you know, verified and valued that they're smart enough to use an aid for balance. We wear eyeglasses, for heaven's sake, as mm-hmm. an aid to see. Why not use a cane or walker for balance?
Now we'll carry a little computer in our hand too. That's going to become popular.
Yeah. Okay. So, we're going to talk about that computer in your hand with phony baloney here in a minute. This is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know with our fabulous, entertaining guests today from Sages Theater, Christine Hommaker and Linda Goldman, both co-founders of this great organization that brings a little parody into life. And I know one thing I wanted to do as we are progressing in our thing is give you a minute to thank some of the people and the sponsors that make this happen for you. And then we're going to spend a few minutes on phony baloney.
Oh, yes. Well, I have to say, you know, our biggest advocates are those that are working in the senior industry already. So we are so proud to be working with the Area Agencies on Aging in Pinellas, Pasco, and Hillsborough County. Hillsborough is called Senior Connection Center. We also work with AARP and are very, very happy and proud to be working with them on that. And we have, honestly, so many sponsors, maybe too many, and partners to thank, but they're on our website. And we would love for people to look on our website and see who is behind this. These plays, it takes, you know, a lot of money and a huge village to put together these productions to go city to city and draw in 300 to 500 people at one show.
Wow.
And so we're very thankful for all of them. Because that's why we can do it for free. The whole idea is this becomes a destination, you know, oh, let's go to Ruth Eckert Hall's Marie Theater. Let's go to Performing Arts Center. Let's go here and see something that we haven't seen before and bring anybody we want with us. You just have to reserve the tickets to make sure you're going to have a seat because so many people are coming.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah,
you know, tying
we're super excited.
tying in education, entertainment, you know, so valuable. And, you know, 300 to 500 people per show, that's incredible. So we're talking with Linda Goldman, president and playwright, also co-founder, and Christine Hammacher, and she's the executive and artistic director for Sages Theater. And we're going to take a pivot here quickly because they have a new play that they're going to bring to town and get started here pretty soon. So tell us all about Phony Baloney.
So, yes, we, with all of our partners that we collaborate with, you know, fall prevention, we talk to the fire departments a lot. So then we started hearing from other members of the community, our police department, sheriff's office, these issues of scams that were targeting seniors. And so Linda did a ton of research on that and came up with this wonderful script, Phony Baloney. Go ahead, Linda.
And that's about, we decided that we could be most effective attacking scams that target seniors by phone. And even if it starts out on computer with email, romance, whatever, it usually ends up on the phone. So I was surprised at first. I said, no, everyone knows scams happen and everyone thinks I'm too smart to fall for a scam. It won't happen to me. But it, and also seniors are the least likely to report a scam happening to them. But it was, here again, it was a challenge. How do you make something entertaining and educational that people want to see? And this time we, instead of a family, it's a group of friends that meet at a senior center. And then they find out that they've each been subject to these calls that they've been getting. And, you know, it's got a lot of tips. The one I like most of all is so simple. Caller unknown. Don't answer the phone. Let it go to voicemail. Screen your call. So if we could just accomplish that one thing, a lot of no answer, no scam.
Yeah,
But the people who got up after the show, we were amazed. People got up after the show and wanted to share their personal stories. I lost $5,000 in a grandparent scam. Right in front of their peers, they saw the benefit of sharing what happened to them, and it can happen to you. I'm normal, just like you are. And it can happen if you're caught at the wrong moment.
And we're celebrating, you know, the wisdom that comes with experience. Okay. So what we're trying to show is it playing out on stage, the tools or the acting skills that these scammers have that they use against us. And that is the speed with which they, you know, move forward with information, the urgency of what's happening, and the emotions that they involve. So whether it's a grandparent scam, a romance scam, a Medicare scam, Social Security, any of these different scams.
And sweepstakes.
We show probably, but yes, sweepstakes. We show about 10, talk about 10 different ones that are really, you know, the main ones that are coming out in our community. And the thing is, people do, they think, oh, I'm too smart or I would know. But the fact is, once you're caught up in what they call the ether of a scammer and things are going fast and furious and your emotions are heightened and you're worried and you're concerned and you don't think to just hang up and call your loved one that they said just got into an accident and needs, you know, $1,000 to represent them.
Wait, Christine, or you call and no one answers. So then you have to make a decision.
Right. This is Jeff Stanislaw. You're listening to That Is Good to Know. We really appreciate your time today. I cannot believe how fast this went. I'd love to have you come on, you know, maybe in another month after your grand debut of your new play, Phony Baloney. We are listening to our friends, Christine Hammacher and Linda Goldman, the co-founders of Sages Theater. This is a great theater, a great event, doing wonderful things for the community, educating through entertainment and fun, telling people all about important things that are, you know, that they need to know about, like, you know, 70% of falls can be avoided. And now they're talking about senior scams and how they can be avoided as well. Ladies, I appreciate your time today and have a wonderful afternoon. And thank you, Tampa Bay, for listening in.